I'm Dr. Neil Skolnick.
Welcome, Dr. Wen.
As of this morning, there were over 145,000 confirmed worldwide cases of COVID-19, leading to over 5,400 deaths. That yesterday afternoon, you delivered a beautiful, healthy baby girl. With that, congratulations to move forward now. It is amazing that you're here with us today to discuss a public health update on COVID-19. The floor is yours.
That is a major concern, in that if we have so many cases that are happening all at the same time, that's when the healthcare system becomes overwhelmed and people end up not getting the care that they need. So
can we think about reopening not so much as an on and off switch?
I work in an office where the people in charge don't think we should be wearing masks.
That you need to take care of yourself to be able to continue to do your work at the best you can. To take care of others, you need to take care of yourself. That you need to be able to feel free to have those negative feelings about patients, and you need to have someone that you can share them with and know that it's okay.
Hello, this is Reverend Dr. Robert Brashear. As one who is privileged to participate in the webinars produced by NACE, I wanted to say a special thank you to Drs. Wen and Skolnick for having engaged in these webinars, helped produce them, and to bring a sense of clarity where there's been so much confusion, and to give us good information that we use much needed and appreciated. So thanks again for being a place that we could really turn to during a very difficult time. Much appreciated. Hope there's more.
Is daycare a place that they should consider safe?
You can socialize outside. Space the chairs at least 6 feet apart.
My name is Morgan Katz. I'm a resident who works with Dr. Skolnick. I wanted to thank Dr. Skolnick and Dr. Wen for 2 years of COVID updates. In a very hectic time, it's been wonderful having your updates to guide people through. Thanks again.
There is up to a six-fold increase in death rates for African-Americans and Latinos compared to whites. Breaking news, 100 million Americans who are fully vaccinated.
Lena and Neil, congratulations and thank you for everything you've done to help us get through this unprecedented time in medicine. The information you gave us was always the most up-to-date, but always so very practical, and we all appreciate that. But most of all, what I really take away from what you were able to accomplish is proceeding with grace and humility in such an ever-changing world that we live in. Keep up the good work.
Highly recommended that you get tested.
Can we trust a vaccine? That's a great question. And
that it appears to be very safe and very effective during pregnancy. It's the question of, well, why do we need to vaccinate children?
Briefly, one is our susceptibility and our immunocompetency.
Yeah, I agree. Though I will say I don't go ice fishing because I really don't like being cold. Nevertheless, all right. And we have a lot of questions. We're going to do a rapid fire round shortly of things that we can answer quickly. Get vaccinated, I think, is the short answer to this. The great news, if you will, is that they still remain very protective against severe disease. It's our job to present the evidence. You know, anecdotes are exactly what they are. They're anecdote, but it's our job to be giving the evidence.
We have a special guest, Dr. Wendy Wright. Say, we'll go ahead and give you a shot that allows someone to then respond, of course.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Wendy Wright, and I wanted to just take a few seconds to congratulate Dr. Neil Skolnick and Dr. Lena Wen on 2 years of their important work as it pertains to COVID-19. Your broadcasts every Saturday and every other Saturday have really been a beacon. They've really been a great way to update all primary care providers about COVID-19. So thank you for your dedication. Thank you for your work. I'm honored to call you a colleague, and I'm more honored to have stood beside you on that stage as you've delivered some of these important updates.
Boy, is there a lot going on.
The problem, though, is that at this point, the U.S. is so heterogeneous. COVID booster in one arm, flu vaccine in the other, that is something that can be done. And I found that those who are vaccinated and then have recently recovered from Omicron also appeared to be very well protected. There are a number of people who have written in about how much this forum has taught them and mattered to them. And so I just wanted to echo that back about how important this has been for us as your co-host.
And to our viewers, the truth is what makes this come alive is all of you. And your participation, the way that you ask questions that are relevant to your practices. And Dr. Wen and I both, and all of the people at NACE, really, really appreciate that.
Thank you, Neil. Always great to join you.
For Dr. Wen and for myself, thank you all for participating. Have a great rest of your day. I'm Dr. Neil Skolnick. I have to say it's humbling seeing that video that goes over some of the things that we've done over the last 2 years. This broadcast came together very quickly in 4 days after travel was shut down. And it has been an absolute high point of the pandemic and a privilege now that yesterday was the 2-year mark since the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a pandemic. And for almost every other week during the last 2 years, Lena Wen and I have had the privilege of coming on here and talking with all of you out there. And with that as introduction, Lena, if you can join us.
Thank you, Neil. I mean, I also watched that video just now and wanted to thank you for all the incredible teaching that you have done over the course of the last 2 years. And also want to thank NACE and thank all of you watching who have given us so much to think about. Your questions, the audience Q&A during these segments have been some of the best that I've ever seen in terms of your adding in your own experiences of what's happening on the front lines. And it truly is humbling to reflect back on the last 2 years and to see all that we've gone through together. And so, Neil, it's been an honor to have worked with you over the last 2 years, even though this, you know, we did this as a retrospective of the last 2 years, but this does not mean that COVID is over. And so I do think it's important for us to maybe put that into context too.
Yeah, as we're about to talk about. And I got to tell you, and for everyone out there, what has made this, while Lena and I have shared the time on screen, I think equally important is everyone who's not on screen. Of course, the people from NACE, but what I really mean is our audience. And we've constructed this purposely so that this would be different than most CME courses because of the rapid changing of information, that we would have information to present. But our goal is to respond to your questions, and we hope that you continue to do so. And one of the things that we're doing today that's a little bit different than usual is that Lena's going to present the public health perspective. We'll have time for question and answers, but we also want to have time for reflection, because when we experience life and don't take the opportunity to reflect, we miss a lot of life and what happens and its meaning. And what we have the opportunity to do when we reflect is to forge meaning. And so please feel free, in addition to the usual questions that are put in during question and answer, to do two other things. One, if this is the type of program that you like, feel free to let us know. We want to know that to produce more of them. And two, if you have a particular thing that you'd like to share about your experience, relatively brief during the pandemic, good or bad, put that in and we'll try to read as many of them as possible. In the first part of this program, Lena's going to discuss and provide perspective on the state of the pandemic, the new CDC metrics for masking, and an update on vaccinations. We'll then have time for Q&A. And I said reflection. In the second part of the program, I've invited two of our residents who, now we've all gone through residency training at some point, but imagine going through residency when almost your whole residency has been during COVID. And I've invited two of our residents to come on and talk about their experience doing residency during the COVID pandemic.